Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Law Hour. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. It's an educational service in the public interest. I'm your host, George Gordon. Now, the Law Hour is heard on KU Band Radio at Telstar 5 over North America and worldwide on the Internet 7 days a week. For more information about the Law Hour and the Gordon Law School, please go to my website. That's georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour brings you important information about law news and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on circumcision right after this message. You know, in 1970, the world food supply was 73 days for every man, woman, and child on the planet. Today, it's down to less than 38 days. Now, we Americans produce grain for export, but then we turn around and import grapes from Mexico, or grapes from Chile, and Mexican tomatoes and berries from Guatemala. Our food supply is in the hands of foreigners and multinational corporations who support this global 2,000 population reduction program. Now, this globalization may be good for business, but globalization is not good for you, and it's not good for me. Now, I can remember back in 1940, we all had a pantry full of food to feed our families for a year or more. Today, we have a 3-day food supply in our refrigerators, and we believe in our supermarket system of just-in-time delivery to feed us all. So, the net effect is that over the past 60 years, we've traded a 1-year food supply for 3 days. I don't think that's a good trade-off, and these global 2,000 mad scientists, philosophers, preachers, and politicians plan to use famine, plague, disease, and pestilence to reduce Earth's population by 90% over the next 50 years, or so they tell us out of the Club of Rome. And these evil madmen with their global 2000 genocide agenda have a cause that they're willing to die for, and I say let them die for their cause and let you and I live for ours. Now let me show you from the scripture how to be a live survivor instead of a dead victim. To learn more, call and order my free general law CD package. Remember, that's a 4-hour commentary on the law in general. It's educational, informative, it's entertaining, best of all, it's free. And you can call now. The number's 417-273-4967. And my subsistence and survival school is also available on compact disc for adult home study. If you're online, go to the website, georgegordon.org. Click onto the email machine, send me an email request for your free general law CD package. Remember, that's georgegordon.org or call direct 417-273-4967. All right, let's take a look at the Old Covenant contract, the contract that was originally drawn up between God Almighty himself and Abraham. This contract is recorded in Genesis 17, verses 1 through 27. The controversy is over circumcision. Now, so far, we've taken a look at this question of circumcision, and we've seen that there's a controversy between the Jews, the doctors, the rabbis, the Christians, the AMA, the pediatricians, the preachers, researchers, historians, and none of these people can agree on anything. They couldn't even agree on where to go for lunch. Now, that's what we've seen so far. Some of these people cite the Bible. Some of them cite the New Testament. Some of them cite the Old Testament. Some of them cite both. Well, in order for you and I to come to a logical conclusion so that you and I can make a decision as to whether or not we should practice this circumcision or not, we've seen the evidence from medicine and the Jews and the doctors, the rabbis, the Christians, the AMA. We've seen their evidence. We've seen their testimony. What we haven't looked at yet is we have not looked at the Bible itself. We've heard what people say about the Bible, say about God, say about circumcision, but we haven't gone to the testator, nor to the people who have made the contract. That's Abraham and God. Those are the two guys that made the contract, and as a matter of law, what we're interested in here is what is the intent of these lawmakers? There's a contract. It has an offer with an acceptance over time with consideration. And here it is recorded in Genesis 17, 1 through 27. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, he's 99 years old, the Eternal appeared unto Abram, and he said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee. Now, a covenant is a contract. I'm making a tender offer to you, is what God is telling him, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. One of the benefits of this contract is I'm going to multiply you. You're going to have many children. Well, Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. All right, so the second facet to the contract is we're going to change your name. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. All right, benefit number three, he's going to be a king of kings. Many kings are going to descend from Abraham. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and with thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant. Facet number four, this contract is made between God and Abraham, and all of the children that descend from Abraham for an everlasting contract. Everlasting is eternal. Eternal is forever. I don't know how long forever is, but I do know that forever is not up yet. This contract is still in full force and effect. And he went on to say, I'm going to do this as an everlasting covenant to be a God unto you, to be a sovereign unto you, and to your seed after you. Passage number 5. He's going to be a God, a sovereign. And I will give unto you. Now, sovereign, by the way, is a lawmaker. I'm going to be your lawmaker. I'm going to be the Congress. And I will give unto you and to your seed after you the land wherein you are a stranger, all of the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. I'm going to be the sovereign, and I'm going to give you this piece of real estate. All right, so there's real estate, number 6. And God said to Abraham, you shall keep my covenant, therefore, you and your seed after you in their generations. Now this is the covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. All right, so everyone who is circumcised then is going to produce evidence in his flesh that he is a member of, a participant in this contract. So if you don't wear this covenant sign, then you're not one of the participants in this contract. And he said, he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of your seed. So if you buy a slave, you circumcise him. He that is born in your house and he that is bought with your money must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be, and I'll bless her and give you a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings and people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed, and he said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I'll establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him. And I will make him fruitful, and I will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I'll make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto you at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham, and Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house. And he circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day as God had said to him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9. He was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. Now, I'm going to pause right here. You'll notice that one of the authors here of the stories that we've read said that Abraham circumcised himself. There's nothing here in this narrative that says that Abraham took a knife and reached down and circumcised himself. It says he was circumcised. It says he circumcised Ishmael. Now, earlier on in Genesis, we find that Abraham had 318 servants, I presume, that at least half or more of them were men, and that those servants were all circumcised. Now, Ishmael is the progenitor of the Arabs. That's why the Arabs practice circumcision to this day. Now, the Arabs have taken up the Muslim religion. So the Arabs are Muslims. They practice circumcision, and they got it right here from Abraham. It came from their progenitor, Ishmael. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael, his son, and all the men of his house, born in the house, and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. All right, so you'll see here that Ishmael was circumcised when he was 13. The Arabs practiced circumcision anywhere between age 2 or 3 and 12. Now the Israelites, the descendants of Isaac, practiced the 8th day circumcision. Now watch this. In Genesis 21, verse 1 through 4, and the Eternal visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived, and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time, of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son Isaac. That was born unto him from Sarah, bare to him Isaac, and Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. So here's Isaac circumcised on the 8th day. Now it could be that circumcision is older than Abraham. You want to remember that prior to Abraham, prior to the flood, Noah was practicing sacrifices. Noah knew the difference.